Millions of people take blood thinning medicine due to medical conditions that increase their risk of mortality from blood clotting. As such, they require constant blood clot tests. A team from the University of Washington has developed a method to perform such tests at home using only a smartphone.
The creative leap we make in this project is by showing that just by using the vibration motor and camera on a smartphone, we can perform blood clot testing just using a single drop of blood. And we can obtain an accuracy similar to commercially available techniques.
So could you describe a bit the setup that you designed and how it would help these patients monitor their blood clotting?
So to go into a little bit more detail, what we use is the vibration motor on a smartphone to vibrate a small cup. And that cup just contains 10 microliters of blood, which can be obtained from a finger stick, and a small copper particle. We attach the cup to the smartphone using a custom plastic attachment. And when the blood is still in liquid form, the smartphone's vibrations cause the particle to move and rotate around the sample. But when it coagulates, the blood becomes viscous and thick, and the movement slows down significantly to a standstill. We can track the movement of the particle using the camera and automatically calculate how long it takes for the blood to coagulate.
What was the most challenging aspect in designing the setup?
So we had initially considered if we could monitor the ripples and waves on the surface of the blood, but this was quite challenging with just a small amount. So in the next iteration of our design, we started playing with different types of particles, different materials, until we settled on the small copper particle that we found could vibrate well and was reliable to track with the camera. And we found that with this particle, the motion was well correlated with the clotting time.
Is this compatible with different phones?
The great thing about our technology is that it only requires a vibration motor and a camera, which is ubiquitous across a large number of smartphones that we have today.
Are there other diagnoses that could benefit from your setup?
Yes, we've evaluated our system with 159 whole blood samples, and many of them were from patients with a clotting disorder, including patients with a liver disease. A cheap blood clot test can potentially be used as part of the care received by these patients.
And how do you envision this technology be used in the future?
We envision that this technology would work well as an at-home test or in resource-constrained environments like developing countries. We're planning to run further studies of our device to see how well it works in the hands of patients. I mean, I do want to say that, you know, I have several family members that do suffer from heart conditions, and they often delay the monitoring of their clotting times because it involves a visit to a clinic, laboratory, just to get testing, which is pretty inconvenient. And yes, there are at-home devices to do testing, but those are pretty expensive. And the cost is one of the primary barriers to self-testing.
Would I be able to download a smartphone app that has this technology and take a blood clot test just in my own home?
Currently, the app is not available to the public, and it will require testing, especially with patients at home, in order to make sure that the device can be easy to use by all types of people. But we're working to do that as fast as we can.
That was Evelina Wang speaking to Justin Chan from the University of Washington, discussing their work that was published in Nature Communications. Check out the video demonstration of their smartphone blood clot test online.